Depending on where you live in the world, you will probably be faced with a dilemma either now or in the not too distant future, when your digital signals will overtake and become compulsory the analog signals that you deal with now, whether it be for TV stations or for radio stations, will be turned off. That has already started to happen here in the UK, and I know it's already started to happen in the US as well, and I suspect a lot of other countries will be following in our footsteps. Now, I don't have a problem with digital services at all. In fact, I have several digital TVs in my house, whether they are run by a satellite or whether they are run by an inbuilt receiver, a digital receiver. I also have three or four digital radios in my house as well, and I like all of them. I like the quality of the pictures, I like the quality of the sound that I get. But the downside to all of this is that when these are turned off, or when the analog system, the signals are turned off, that is all we're going to be left with. I do understand with digital radio in the UK, my understanding is that it will only be the national stations that will be shut down in the way of analog services. For more local services, more local stations, the analog system will still work. But for how long will that last? I don't know. Now, the downside is that a lot of these systems fail. They keep failing with my TV, especially with the satellite service, which is a very, very popular service. It's probably as popular as some of the other services that we've got, the inbuilt TV systems. If it rains heavily, if we get stormy activity, that signal goes down. Where is that going to leave us in the future when we have no alternative? With the digital radio, frequently that goes down as well, and that system seems to be getting worse. Whether it is purely localised where I am, I don't know. But it doesn't bode very well for when that analogue system is turned off and the national stations, the BBC stations especially, fail because of, for whatever reason, the aerial goes down in stormy activity, wind, rain, whatever it might be, or whatever other excuse there is for this happening. Now, if that's all we're going to be left with, TV, radio, and the digital services, they are there, especially the BBC, reputation that that's got is used to put out information. There's that story about the nuclear submarines that patrol the waters and are under the sea. They know that a nuclear war hasn't taken place by tuning into Radio 4 on the BBC. I'm not suggesting that they will have to use some form of digital service. Maybe they will. Now, what's going to happen? I know this is a far-fetched thing, but what would happen if they couldn't pick that up, that service, but it's just because the aerial had gone down? Doesn't bear thinking about. Maybe that's an extreme example, but these things need to be put in place. It's all right turning off signals, whether they be analog signals or anything else that you might be able to think of. The alternative needs to be in place. The alternative needs to be viable, and it needs to be structured and sound, robust, put it how you will. We can't turn off one service when the other one isn't up to the job. Thanks.